Today, we again have Kim Free from Greenwood Neighborhood Place to talk about the vital work they do and how we as a community can support them. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Riss. I'm happy to be here and share a bit about the work we're doing to strengthen our community.
Let's start with the basics. What does Greenwood Neighborhood Place do?
We're Sundry's Community Resource Center. We provide support, information, and programs for individuals and families of all ages. In 2024, we responded to over 3,400 service requests and hosted nearly 2,000 participants at 172 events and programs. Whether someone is in crisis or simply looking to connect, we are here to help.
Those are some seriously impressive numbers. What kind of impact does the support have on the community?
I'd say it's significant. For example, our Sundry Santas program provided 115 hampers last Christmas, helping 291 people, and The Den, our youth drop-in center, had over 1,500 sign-ins this year for more than 200 different youths. Programs like these help people feel seen, supported, and definitely part of the community.
That's incredible. But running these programs must come at a cost. How can people help?
Yeah, it costs about $25 to support one person through our services, so community support is absolutely vital. Right now, we have two big fundraising efforts. Number one, our May donation campaign. We're aiming to raise $20,000, and donations made this month will be matched up to $10,000 thanks to a generous group of donors. You can donate at our office or online at mygnp.org. And second, it's our second annual live auction. It's happening May 31st at the Sundry Legion, and we'd love for folks to join us for a fun evening. We've got practical items like gravel, fence posts, and firewood, and some exciting unique ones, too, like a child's pedal bike that looks like a motorcycle, a Ninja Creamy package, an autographed Red Deer Rebels hockey stick, a steel chainsaw, and handmade quilts. And this year, we're introducing the Golden Bell. The winning bidder gets the power to ring it and instantly claim the item that they want, no matter what other bids are on the table. It adds a fun twist to the evening.
That sounds like a great event. Now, you mentioned that many people in the community still don't know about Greenwood Neighborhood Place. Why do you think that is?
That's definitely one of our biggest challenges, Riss. The people who rely on us often know we're here, but they might not be in a position to give. On the other hand, people who could support us might not realize just how much we offer. That's why sharing stories, data, and events like this are so important to raise awareness.
So for those listening, what's the best way to contribute or learn more about MyGNP?
The best way is to connect. Visit mygnp.org, call us or stop by, and of course, join us at the auction on May 31st. Doors open at 6:30, bidding starts at 7, and there'll be refreshments and a cash bar. Every dollar helps us continue offering vital programs right here in Sundry.
That's fantastic. Before we wrap up, what's one thing you'd like listeners to take away from this conversation?
I'd love for people to remember that we're here for everyone. Whether you need a bit of support, want to give back, or you're looking to get involved, there's a place for you at Greenwood Neighborhood Place. Together, we make the community stronger.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Kim. And to our listeners, let's rally together to support Greenwood Neighborhood Place. Visit their website or join their fundraising auction happening on May 31st. Every contribution counts.
Thank you so much, Riss. We appreciate your support.